One of the new employees saw me and smiled. "Boss is here," he called out. I smiled in return and kept my feelings about his announcement to myself. They all did it now, except Oliver. One day I'm going to kill Dirk for starting it. As the young man disappeared, I could smell something in the kitchen from where I stood. I had let Oliver put in the kitchen, and he had ignored me after that. Instead of using it for occasional events as I had asked, he was halfway to turning my once tiny dive bar into a bar and grill. I realized a month after we reopened, there was no point in arguing. Whatever Oliver wanted was better for Kickshot than trying to cling to my sad little existence. He hired a few guys for the back and a small serving staff to run food out or help the bartenders when it got too busy. We had a small but fully functional menu as well. I didn't deal with ordering the food. I only had to show up and smile. So that's what I was doing.
"Hello, Miss Leon,"
a young woman said with a smile. Leslie was an 18-year-old, trying to earn a little extra money after school and gain some work experience during her senior year before heading off to college.
"How are you tonight?"
"I'm doing well," I replied, staying where I was, at the back door and in front of the stairs to the upper offices. "Do you know where Oliver is?"
"He hasn't come down from the offices tonight,"
she answered, pointing at the ceiling.
"It's busy tonight, so..."
"Go," I said, refusing to drop my smile, but it was an effort. It was why I never hired anyone myself. Keeping a smile was hard, even when I was in a fantastic mood, as I was tonight. Leslie ran off and hit a bell. Halfway up the stairs, I heard people calling out orders and drinks. I found Oliver in his office. We didn't share it anymore. Not that we had for very long. The Kickshot of old had been burned down the month after he had been sent from London to help me. That was over a year ago. I was only supposed to have him for a year, but I didn't think I could let him leave, and he knew it. That was why he walked all over me. I'd given an inch, and he'd taken the state of Texas. "Hey, Oliver," I greeted, closing us in. "How are you tonight?" The 23-year-old with auburn hair and a crisp navy suit was a very British young man, very proper about his appearance and behavior. It was stereotypical of me to think that way, but I had yet to meet someone who didn't know Oliver Price was a Londoner or Englishman the moment they met him. They saw what he wanted them to see. What most people didn't see was the anxious young man. They didn't see his need to please, his need to prove himself, his need to be perfect because someone in his life had told him he would never be good enough. "I'm good," he answered, not looking up from whatever he was working on. "We're low on a few things, and I'm trying to get this order done. If I can, I'm going to try to convince them to accept and ship it to us by Monday."
"It's Saturday evening, Oliver. Can you really convince someone to send something out in that sort of time frame?"
I sat across from him, watching as he filled out the order. "I can," he said, not showing even the slightest belief that he would fail. "But they have so much paperwork." "They always do," I agreed.
"So is there anything you need from me tonight?"
That got him to look up. "No, you're the boss. You're supposed to answer that question, not ask it." He grew more anxious with every word. I had to calm him down.
"You know more about Kickshot now than I do," I reminded him. "It's Saturday, so if you need me to sign anything that might have been missed yesterday, now is the time."
We had rules now. Everything that needed an owner's signature happened on or by Friday. Saturday was my evening with Heath, and Oliver wasn't allowed to come by and bother me with anything.
"Ah,"
he shook his head. "No, I don't have anything." He went back to the form he was filling out, then snapped his fingers